WT Mobile.
F4MUF Mobile. Good morning, Ken.
Juddy, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Not bad at all. How about yourself?
Yeah, doing pretty well. Haven't heard you in a while.
Just been quiet, that's all. Everything else is good.
I was thinking the same thing. NC9B. Morning, fellas.
Good morning, Leo.
Well, this morning, had a great weekend and all. Man, we got a frog sprinkler yesterday. It rained hard. That's good to hear you in there, Jody.
Very much. Yes or no, it was bone dry up here in Pickens yesterday. Nice and quiet.
Yeah, no rain over here today, or yesterday, rather.
Mountain thing. But it's a good time for me to catch a nap real quick.
Nice.
Got the control head cable to my radio. I had a 10-foot one on there, and I swapped it out to a 3-foot one, and when I did that, I forgot that I put it on top of the microphone cord. So when Ken checked on this morning, I tried to get my microphone out, and it was all tangled up in the head cord.
These plates hanging from the mirror, and it's all black this morning. I don't know. I saw the mic came on, but all the controls and that are black.
Working here, that's for sure.
She is doing excellent. Right now, she is over in Paris. First, she was in Ireland, went to Paris. She's with her brother and sister-in-law. They're over there doing a little vacation thing.
At home?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I couldn't get off the time off to do what they were doing. Didn't bother me. How is y'all's better house doing?
Bed sleeping. That's where I left her. She's never been much of a morning person. I'm more of the morning person than she is. She's doing well. About as ornery as ever, I guess. And she's kind of anxious for this camping trip we're going on, Ken. Wednesday after Labor Day. She's looking forward to that. A bunch of our friends are coming and going to meet us there and everything.
Susan's doing good. Yeah, she's just doing a little bit of work. She's got to work this evening and that, but other than that, everything's good.
Any of y'all going up to the Shelby?
Jody? I think it's going to be me and Patrick and Gary. Gonna go up. I'm gonna bring my camper up on Thursday, or I guess that'd be over or down or whatever. It's up from my house, but anyway, taking the camper. We're gonna spend 2 nights there.
I heard you say that. I thought you were just going camping somewhere else.
Trip after Shelby. We're going to Shelby, then coming back that Saturday evening, and then Wednesday we're leaving out to go to the big camping trip down at Lake Murray. Shelby. She may come down for the day, but I doubt she'll spend the night.
That week, so I kind of got to see if I can get anybody to watch my place for that day. And if not, I won't be there.
For the replacement, we'd love to have you.
I'm seeing if I can get somebody to watch it for the day.
It'd be mobile.
MUF mobile.
Morning. I missed the school bus this morning at Charlie's Fireworks. Last night I worked in, and we were talking about that hauling that one pallet up the trailer. They had one pallet. So I carried the one pallet down to Anderson, and Anderson lowered me about half full. So after that, the one pallet was done. But at the end of the day, it was empty. So
they make any money?
Regular designated run, so they're making the money on it. The run I do on Tuesdays they want to know the skid count, how many skids they got on board from each pallet, each place. I guess they get paid about the skid. Whereas the one I'm doing today, they don't care. They don't care the count. They don't care how many skids I'm hauling. For work today there, Ken?
today that I can remember. And that it's just regular stuff. Getting ready. We got an outage coming up. I think the 1st of October, but I got a corporate guy coming in the second week in September, but other than that, that's about it.
Same old, same old.
It's kind of nice. That way you don't have any surprises, right?
Cody's department. Cody, you got any surprises today?
No idea. Figure out what they're wanting to do when I get there and go from there. That's our surprise.
That's what they tell you to do when you get there. I hear you. Morning. It must have been right after 1 o'clock. I thought, oh, wow, I got plenty of time to sleep some more. I closed my eyes. When I opened them again, it was 1 minute before the alarm was going off. I jumped up and turned the alarm off and got to move it.
Nice when you can do that. I woke up at 2:30 this morning and never got back to go back to sleep. It's not.
Where is that this morning? It's mighty quiet.
Not getting the radio in his wife's car so he can talk when he drives in. He doesn't have a radio.
He's got driving the wife's car. Does he always drive his truck?
Mileage low.
Drive around and leave mine all the time.
Annoying is the one they have on the roof, because that usually hits you dead in the eyes.
Technically, it's illegal to drive down the highway with those on, but nobody ever enforces it.
They don't, and they should, because these dumb butts, man, they just, you know, they ain't even on a job riding down the road with them on.
Good morning, Eric. KN4 TFW.
Good morning, Eric. KN4 MUF.
Well, hey, Joey. You had a long time no speak. I hope you've had a good time since last I talked to you.
Very well, and I hope so for yourself.
Yeah, getting over my back surgery just fine, and kids go back to school Wednesday this week, and we're just having a grand old time.
Friday's canceled now, Eric?
It's going to be probably Monday, Wednesday, Friday now this week. So, it might change still. Who knows? We're going to see how it goes Wednesday with dropping him off. Turns out Courtney's mom is going to pick him up from school for us again this year, so I don't have to worry about rushing home and trying to get them on work days. But, hopefully everything goes smoothly this year. Both kids are in the same school this year, so it makes it a lot easier.
Had a nice little rain shower yesterday. Got my ride lawnmower, the mower belt replaced, finally, so I can mow the grass. Didn't end up getting stuck twice, but other than that, it was a great weekend.
Had a great weekend. Didn't do a lot. Chilled out.
That grass somewhat cut. Had to cut it as high as the rider would go, but man, that still made a mess.
Over the place too, and I've got a bagger for my mower, but there's just no way I can bag it now. I mean, it's just so high. So I'm gonna try to get some mulching blades for it, swap those out, and just like you did, start as high as the mower will go, and then just turn it down a notch, like every couple of days, go out there and do it again until I can get it down to where it's supposed to be again.
50% chance of rain every day this week.
Hire the guy with the big zero turn to come in and do it then, because it's going to be, any more time, and it's just going to be too high for my rider. So, we have a good guy who cut our grass last year, and he's actually done a lot of construction at our house, too. He helped build a patio and all that stuff. So he's a good guy, and I know he'll come in, and if I say, hey, Fred, I need a quick catch-up, he'll come in and do all the grass and the string trimming and probably spray all of the rocks to get the grass out of it and stuff too, and just get us caught up to where we're supposed to be.
So tall that even at 3 o'clock in the afternoon with no rain, it was still wet.
And I'm still, I waited until like 5 in the afternoon the other day And, yeah, it was still throwing this wet grass outside.
Stuck twice. And, you know, there's only one way down from my house. That's down. So I ended up going down. And over up in the yard to pull the lawnmower back up the hill.
We put some of them Terra Grip tires on the back of my zero turn just for that reason.
Place these tires, that's what I'm going to do. The tires on the back of that thing have no traction.
Tires are no good if you have any kind of hill or anything.
Just got to learn to turn a little slower, you know, so you don't tear the grass up with them.
Should have known better when I started to slide. I should have just stopped right there and went and got the tractor. But no, I can get it. Nah, yeah, it didn't work out.
That'd be me.
Going downhill on a zero turn, you can't pull those levers back to make it stop.
For sure you can.
The blade stopped, though. It's went quiet. I got the thing stuck, got the tractor up there, pulled it out. The wife didn't even know I'd done anything.
What usually happens to me, you know, that they don't pay attention to us. Usually if it's too quiet for too long, she'll come out and check on me.
Lawnmower's still running in the same spot it's been for the last 30 minutes, right? In C9B.
Yeah, 4MUF.
AFW Mobile.
W2 JKT Mobile. It's off a new grass cutting device of some kind. The riding mower I've got now, it smokes a lot and it doesn't run right. And it's got about 500 and something hours on it, so it's probably about time. I got it used on Facebook Marketplace like 2 summers ago just as a placeholder, but I'm waiting for one of our riders to show up at our employee store, but you know, I've been waiting a long time now and they still haven't had one, so I might just have to go to Home Depot and get something.
To the employee store?
I mean, I can order in most stuff, but the zero turns and the riding mowers are not available for special order for employees.
Interesting, the other day at the pawn shop, yeah, I'm really partial to my Rigid Tools. That's the name brand. But I had a Rigid Tools pruner, electric. 18 volt. It's pushing a little button and it lumps it right off there. So it works out real good for going up and down the road. If I can remember to carry it in my truck, you get a limb that's hanging out a little bit too far, just zip it right off in the window.
Our loppers are nice. They cut through anything.
Impressed with how thick it'll cut.
When you're mowing and you get a limb or something hanging low.
Especially with the briars. Yeah, you get the briars coming up, you don't want them slapping you in the face or on a little pants leg or on the leg. You're going to lop it off right before you get to it.
Having fun this morning. Good talking to all three of y'all. I'm glad to hear y'all again. And I'm going to say 7-3s while I can. I'm about to pull into my parking spot. So y'all have a blessed day, and we'll talk to y'all later. KF4MUF.
Great day, and earn those tax dollars well. And C9B.
7-3, Jody. Good to hear you this morning. KN4, GFW.
7-3, Jody. Have a great day and be safe. This is W2, JKT. Talk to you soon.
Nice little wreck right in front of me. And it's got a little Toyota. So he's going to turn over and change lanes into a Chevrolet. I mean, he missed it by about 3 inches.
We're up to shenanigans in the morning.
Track's doing well. That's an important thing.
Yeah, good. We actually got out and got on our bicycles yesterday out at the rail trail in Spindale and rode 20 miles. And my back was really tight at the end of it. You know, I mean, the muscles are still kind of healing from the surgery and everything. And, you know, I still have a couple things going on. I'm still getting a little, like, kind of, sometimes getting pins and needles in my right foot. And I'm not sure if that's just still healing or what's going on. But, you know 90%. Doing okay, just a whole lot better than I was before the surgery, so I'm thankful for that.
It's better after than before. That means it was worthwhile.
2 weeks. weeks out, and, you know, most of the time they're like, well, you know, this is like a 6-month recovery, but, so I'm sure it'll continue to get better. It's just, you know, I've gotten most of the way there now, and, like, the remaining few months will be, like, a slow improvement as things settle in, so we'll see how it goes.
Lower back issue, that nerve, boy, I'll tell you what, I've twinged it about 3 or 4 times the last 2 days. Hopefully that's not going to become a more prominent thing.
I'm aware of it because, you know, back problems suck.
Shooting pain, it lasts for about a second, but man, it's a quick pain. It'll remind you it's there quickly, and then it just goes away.
Like, you know, you pull a muscle in your back brushing your teeth or something, and then it hurts for a week.
Here you're there. But I'm going to fix and pull up at work, fellas. Ken, Eric, you hope y'all have a great day. Enjoy, and hopefully we'll catch you a little bit further down the log here. It's been a pleasure talking with y'all this morning, and C9B.
Well, have a good day, and be safe out there driving. KN4 GFW.
Good talking to you this morning, 73 WTJKT. Monday morning, but I'm already looking forward to the weekend.
It makes for a long week that way, doesn't it?
It sure does, but I'll tell you what, I've got 2 more weeks of work, and then I'm taking a week of PTO during Labor Day, so I'm definitely looking forward to being off work for a week.
And I may in the next few weeks have to run to Kentucky to pick up the daughter and granddaughter and bring them back for staying here. They're having trouble finding their... Somebody bought the place where they were renting, and they're going to have to move out. Don't know when they got to do it, but she's having trouble finding the place.
Yeah, it's definitely... There's definitely a housing crunch, especially if, you know, anything affordable. I mean, Shelby, we've got the same problem that they're building houses left and right, and the rental companies are buying them all up, and then they rent them for nothing anybody can afford. So, you know, the people who are lower income just get pushed out.
Paying, like, I don't know, but less than $600. Then the new people went up to, like, $700, but the daughter's hard to get along with, so they're not working with her too much, and the next best thing's about $1,200.
Something somewhere.
I don't want to have to go up there and drag her back and the two kids and a dog.
My older brother is in a little bit of a bind because my parents are finally having to, you know, my dad is finally retiring. He's 84, and they're going to lose most of their income. And they're going to sell the house that they're in and go rent a place that they don't have to do any upkeep on. But, you know, my brother has been living with them and leeching off of them for years, living in the basement, not helping out, not paying any rent, not, you know, doing any help around the house or anything. But, you know, he's going to have to find a place for himself to stay. And he's already just whining and moaning and crying about it.
It'll be tough. You ain't done nothing in, you know, a bunch of years from that. It's going to be hard to find a place.
When the gravy train comes to an end. But the house that's right across the street from my sister and her husband in Manassas, so at least, you know, my sister and her husband will be able to help them out because neither of them are in really good health, and they can't really do much, so they need a lot of physical help with things. So they're going to rent that house, but there's not enough room for Jack, and, you know, they've already told him that he can't go with them. So when they sell the house this fall, it's going to be he's going to be on his own, going to figure it out.
Really find anything to rent anymore. Like you said, the rental companies have it, and they just, you know, charge an outrageous price just to do that. The house next to me is
a month. Ability, and he doesn't have any income, so he's going to have to go Section 8 or something like that because there's no way he's going to be able to rent anything around D.C. That's if he wants to stay there. I just hope he doesn't show up on my front step and expect me to give him a handout or something, but, you know, hopefully he knows better by now.
Two houses right next to each other, that'd work.
Yeah, that. I mean, I wanted to offer for my parents to just move into the extra house, but then, you know, I know Jack would follow them, and he would show up with them expecting something, and so I didn't offer. But besides, we don't want to, you know, we don't want to lose our work from home spaces either, anyway. So, and I'm sure they don't want to move all the way down here anyway. So they like where they're at.
It just gets crowded, like, you know, with my daughter's got a, I don't know, a 7-year-old and a 6 or 7 month old, and that, so it's like, man, that's gonna be tough if they have to move in.
Sometimes for a while.
It tries to see how she can make it without doing anything.
My brother, they probably get along just fine.
And the guy she's with, the baby's daddy, or whatever, she doesn't get from the bottom of the barrel. She gets down there in the scum on the bottom of the barrel.
Right. Yeah, he's the same way. Just, you know, can't do anything right. And, hang on, I got a little situation here, traffic. Closing down the left lane right here, just before Woodruff Road, they had the Scorpion truck stop in the left lane. And no apparent reason.
No sense giving you a warning that it's going to happen, right?
Well, before they shut it down, that's fine with me. Not many people who would try to get by not doing anything or doing as little as they can, and it's a problem.
Sure, and then the daughter had a wreck last time she lived here when her daughter was still in a car seat. And then, so she hasn't driven in probably 6 or 7 years at least, and that's too scared to.
But, you know, he's just, you know, he'll only go somewhere if he really has to, and he's always mooching off of other people for gas money, and, you know, bumming off my parents or whatever. You know, my parents really don't have anything because, like, his whole life, he has just, you know, bled them dry of everything he can get away with, and, you know, my mom is sort of the enabler, so it's a big mess. I feel bad for my poor dad because he's always made good money, and they could have a comfortable retirement if not for him.
We about used up. You know, we should be saving for retirement, but the kids can't get their life straightened out. And, you know, we do it mostly for the grandkids, not really for the kids.
I and I are going to be in the same boat because both of the kids, they just do as little as they can possibly do and get away with, and they don't have any drive or ambition or initiative or anything. It's just like, every time we turn around, we have to take the games away, take the TV away because they haven't done their chores, haven't done their homework. And, you know, it's just, you know, I don't know what it is with the new generation. They have no work ethic to speak of whatsoever.
Find anybody to fill the couple of open spots we got. And then the cleaning company, they still struggling after 3 weeks to try to find somebody to come in and, you know, take out the trash and mop the floors. You can't do that. You get somebody for one day and then they decide they don't want to do it. So this younger generation, when my generation finally, you know, retires, it's going to be tough.
The government running off everybody who's actually willing to work, so there's going to be nobody left. Less plowing crops under because there's nobody to pick it. And now we're going to have the price of vegetables doubling at the grocery store because there's just not enough supply anymore.
Lowest inventory for cattle since, like, the 1950s.
Last week, and ground beef was $10 a pound. I mean, you just can't do it anymore.
About got away from that for sure, because like you said, you can't afford it. But hey, I made it into my parking spot, so I'm gonna say 7-3. You be careful out there the rest of your trip in, and we'll catch you maybe on Wednesday morning. KN4 TFW.
All right, Ken, have a great day and be safe in there. And yeah, we'll chat you one other morning this week. This is WTU JKT. I'm clear.